Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We are back home in Central Florida after our Walk to Emmaus retreat, and may we continue to grow in the Lord's truth. Amen. Today we're in the Book of Sirach, chapter 37, with verses 12 and 13. Instead, associate with a religious person who you know keeps the commandments, who is like-minded with yourself and will grieve for you if you fall. Then to heed your own heart's counsel, for there is nothing you can depend on more. Let's discuss the ten top reasons why you should associate with a religious person. Find your way to truth and righteousness, and allow yourself to understand the goodness of the Lord. For when you do this with another person and a community of faith, you find yourself wrapped in the goodness of God. So let's take a look at these 10 top reasons. Number 1, support in times of need. A religious person who keeps the commandments will be there for you in times of need, providing emotional and spiritual support. They will offer prayers and guidance to help you through difficult situations. Positive influence. Number 2, associating with a religious person who is like-minded as yourself can have a positive impact on your own beliefs and actions. Their strong faith and adherence to the commandments can inspire you to lead a more moral and righteous life. Number 3, shared values and beliefs. Having a religious friend who shares your values and beliefs can help strengthen your own convictions. You can engage in meaningful discussions and activities that reinforce your faith and commitment to living a virtuous life. Number 4, accountability. A religious person who cares about you will hold you accountable for your actions and choices. They will gently remind you of the importance of following the commandments and living according to your beliefs. Number 5, encouragement and motivation. A religious friend who is like-minded as yourself can provide encouragement and motivation to help you stay on the right path. They will uplift you with words of wisdom and inspire you to strive for spiritual growth. Number 6, prayer support. Knowing that you have a religious friend who will pray for you can bring comfort and peace. They will intercede on your behalf, seeking God's guidance and protection for you in times of trouble. Number 7, grieving for your mistakes. A true friend who keeps the commandments will grieve for you if you fall or make mistakes. They will offer forgiveness and support, helping you to learn from your errors and move forward with renewed determination. 8, spiritual growth. Associating with a religious person who is committed to living a righteous life can help you grow spiritually. Their example of faith and devotion can inspire you to deepen your own relationship with God and strive for greater holiness. Number 9, protection from temptation. By surrounding yourself with like-minded, faithful individuals, you can find strength and protection from the temptations and distractions of the world. A religious friend will help steer you away from harmful influences and keep you focused on what truly matters. And finally, eternal friendship. Building a relationship with a religious person who shares your beliefs and values can lead to a lasting and meaningful friendship. Together, you can support each other on your own spiritual journey and experience the joy of walking in faith together. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And deliver us, Lord, from we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days. By the help of your mercy, Lord, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. The name of my poem comes from the study of Sirach 37, it's verses 12 and 13. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's titled, A Righteous Receive. Associate with a person of faith whose heart is pure and actions straight, who keeps the commandments without fail and walks with you on a righteous trail. For in their presence you will find peace and strength to make the trials cease. Their words of wisdom will guide your way and keep you from going astray. In times of doubt, they'll be your light and lead you through the darkest night. Their prayers will lift you from above and fill your heart with boundless love. So heed your own spiritual counsel, for there is nothing you can depend on more. And cherish the company of the faithful, who will grieve for you if you fall, for sure. Amen. Hi, I'm Thomas Shokers Wiggins. It's April 23rd, 2024, and we're recording this morning at 6:01 Eastern Standard Time. Back at home, rocking and rolling, going, getting ready to head to the prison here in a few minutes. Got a morning mass we attend, and we're off to the prison at about 9 o'clock. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, 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 as we close at 7:33, in Jesus' sweet name, amen. God bless you.